This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. In 1 Corinthians 11, we read about the cup of the Passover. The Passover was to be observed by the disciples of our Lord until he should come. Now, this feast was observed by the church till the end of Acts, and it was observed on the 14th of Nisan, according to the Jewish calendar. The Passover was forbidden to Gentiles, see Exodus 12, and this law was never changed, yet the Gentiles today have presumptuously intruded into places they should not be, and they have observed a perverted version of the Passover, not a biblical one, and remember, the Passover was for Israel alone. The modern Lord's Supper echoes the Babylonian version, not the Scriptures, compare Jeremiah 44:19. Now, the Passover was to be eaten without yeast. In the Bible, yeast is called leaven. Yet Gentiles keep this feast with leaven, and they never bother getting rid of all traces of leaven out of their houses according to the law. When the Lord observed the Passover with his disciples, he connected it with the new covenant. According to Jeremiah 31, this new covenant is with the house of Israel only. Today, neither Jew nor Gentile are under a covenant, so it is not lawful to observe it today. Yet, we see Gentiles pretend to be Israel and observe this ritual out of place. Not only that, some who claim to be part of the body of Christ with a hope of going to heaven observe this earthly ritual. But earthly elements can't enter into the heavenly places. Men just don't seem to be able to rise to the high calling of God, but always seek a lower level. Now back to the church at Corinth. Remember, the Corinthian church began in the synagogue. Then it was transferred to the house of Justice. Now Justice lived next door to the synagogue. And remember, the position of the Gentile during Acts was laid out in Romans 11. He was grafted into the good olive tree, which was Israel. In 1 Corinthians, Paul is addressing both Jews and Gentiles. And in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul talks about observing the feast of Passover. He also, by the way, talks about observing the Sabbath. See 1 Corinthians 16:1. So Paul, when talking about the Passover, must have been addressing the Jewish element in the church of Corinth. If you look at chapter 10, verse 1, Paul is addressing the Jews. There we read about the fathers of the Old Testament. But no Gentile could claim the Old Testament people as their fathers. Moses and Joshua aren't my fathers. In chapter 12, verse 1, we see Paul addressing the Gentiles in Corinth. And the Passover comes in chapter 11 in the portion where Paul is addressing the Jews. Read it carefully. See chapter 10, verse 1, and compare it with 12, verse 1. It is also worthy to notice that Paul warned the Jews that God judged people with sickness and the death penalty for their misuse of the Passover. This must have been to the Jewish element since the Gentiles were under grace. The judgment of 1 Corinthians 11 was similar to what happened to Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. The Gentiles were not under the law, so this judgment could not apply to them. In the Gospel of John, the Apostle John called the Passover the Feast of the Jews. John is writing to Gentiles in his Gospel, so he had to explain this to the Gentiles because they did not partake in the Passover. A Jew would never had to be told that the Passover was a Feast of the Jews. In Acts 15, when the Jewish leaders met to discuss whether the Gentiles should keep the law, in that meeting it was decided that they had only four items to keep, and the Passover was not one of them. Thus, the ordinances and rituals of the Jews were part of the middle wall that separated them from the Gentiles. It even was a matter of enmity because the Gentiles could not partake of these rituals when they met together. But after Acts 28:28, Paul revealed that the middle wall was torn down and the enmity was gone. So, the observance of the so-called Lord's Supper is not for today. Most do not know how to observe it anyway and use the wrong elements. Members of the body of Christ do not need any ordinances or symbols. We have all in Christ. In Christ dwells all the fullness of God, and we are complete in Him. If we are complete, that means we do not need anything. We have all in Christ. So rise up to the level of the exceeding grace of Paul's post-Acts teaching and enjoy. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.